Mr. Mayor, thank you, Charlie. Thank you to the Acting Returning Officer. Thank you to Fran and the whole electoral services who've had a huge job here in Southwark. Managing democracy takes some doing, and you've been brilliant.
Registering people to vote, staff in polling stations, the count itself, all goes overlooked and underestimated in how our democracy runs. And there are so many people I'd like to thank, not least the fighting force that is Southwark Labour. You've been a brilliant team. Retiring agent, obviously, they can't even see him. to all of the councillors, to all, you know, right across Southwark, to our partners in other parts of London, to my family, to friends, to everyone who's been campaigning for days, for weeks, everyone who's given an hour has contributed to this massive success, and it has been a global team. When we had 1,000 people on the doors in 2015, we did not know we would have more than that today. Our campaign is for our positive alternative, our positive vision, what we want. Phone bank in New York, we've had volunteers from Brazil, we've had volunteers from New Zealand and Canada and Italy and Germany and Holland, and from the Green Party and the Liberal Democrats campaigning here for our positive vision. And I hope some of the people who contributed their time have put their faith in me because of the promise I made in 2015. I will never vote for anything that will harm our community, and I've kept that promise. Over Brexit. I stand by our community. I've kept that promise in campaigning for more genuinely affordable housing. I've kept that promise in opposing Tory cuts to our children and our schools. And I kept that promise in campaigning for the resources our police need to do their job properly. That's the promise I made, and that's in a stark. I made that promise in 2015 after 5 years of coalition, Lib Dem and Tory, damage to our community. And we have now had 7 long, hard, tough years of Tory-led government doing damage to Southwark. We've seen the loss of police officers. We've seen damage to the NHS. It now takes longer to see a GP, longer even to get an ambulance. We've seen a rise in poverty, a rise in food bank use, a rise in homelessness, cuts to money from central government for affordable housing, cuts to our council over 7 long years. And Theresa May turned around a few weeks ago and said, this election is about Brexit and I'm now going to go and hide. And Luna's people said, no, it is not just about Brexit. They said there are difficulties in everyday life that need addressing and were being ignored for too long by complicit Tories in government. And that has been shown in the results today. The British people are not stupid. They could not be fooled by that fake agenda. Nor could our people, British people, be subdued by terrorists. In 2015, we went to celebrate, Labour Party here went to celebrate in the Market Quarter pub just a few hundred yards down the road. We can't do that tonight because it's shut after Saturday's attack on our bit of London, our most dynamic, vibrant, beautiful, wonderful, active part of London. We have seen here in the amount of people participating in democracy a message sent that our way of life will not be changed. We will reopen those pubs, we will reopen those restaurants, we will reopen and reclaim everything around Borough Market and London Bridge that they tried to damage. And we still owe all of the police and other emergency services who took part in that operation last Saturday a debt of gratitude. Ultimate action to defend people from more murder and more injury. They deserve our thanks and gratitude, as do the NHS staff who stepped in to prevent there being more casualties, as does this council for stepping in to provide accommodation, advice, information and support, and as do the local businesses who stepped in.
Citizen M Hotel offering accommodation. The cabbies who stopped work to offer free rides
to get people to safety, to reunite people. And all those individuals here who said, who lives here, who said, come to my home for safety. Come and have a cup of tea. Come charge your phone in my home so that you know you're safe and your family know you are safe. Those people are what make London so amazing. And those people are what make our bit of London the best. We live in the best borough, in the best city, in the best country. Even prouder that the best people chose me again to represent them, to keep my promise and to serve you for another 5 years. Let's hope it's 5 years this time. To serve you to the best of my ability. I thank you. I owe you a massive debt of gratitude. I thank you so much.